Hey, everybody, it's Adam Abdallah, and every year the ESPYs take place to raise money for the Jimmy V Foundation, a great foundation that raises money for cancer research. Everybody knows someone that has been affected by cancer, or you've been affected by cancer yourself. We all know everything that went on with Jeff Dickerson here at ESPN Chicago, our teammate, our friend, and now we hope to raise more money for cancer research and this ongoing battle. Joining me today is Katie Sweet, the Senior Director of Brand Communications at the V Foundation, to discuss this year's event and fundraiser. Katie, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. We love the V Foundation here at ESPN Chicago. We love promoting the event as well as the telecast. You know, obviously the Jimmy V speech is great, and this year, Dickie V is getting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, which should be another memorable speech among the memorable speeches that have come from this V Foundation and this ESPY broadcast.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. You know, it's kind of coming kind of full circle. Dick helped Jim up on stage 29 years ago to give that famous speech, and now he's going to be receiving the award, and I do think we're going to see something very special come out. I think grab a box of Kleenex, you know, I mean, Dick Vitale can pull some heartstrings for sure.
Oh, and absolutely. I mean, and he's done a huge, you know, amount of good with his Dick Vitale Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, you know, raising over $60 million and all that. And then, you know, he was affected this year himself. And then so it's just a like you mentioned, full circle. But I can't think of someone that embodies positivity and just the willingness to help people and just bringing people joy that he does on TV, off of TV, then Dickie V does. And it's so great that Dick Vitale is getting this award this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim called us to action all those years ago, and he said, we need to raise money for research. This is how we're going to stop cancer. And for sure, Dickie V heard that message. And from that day forward, he has been nothing but a ball of energy, fundraising. He hosts his own gala every year. He has his all-star team of kids that he keeps up with. So he truly believes in the cause, and he is just a wonderful advocate for cancer research.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that everybody was affected when he made his announcement and the amount of support that people have given to him, and whether it's, you know, monetarily or just, you know, sending positive messages his way. How can people get involved with supporting the V Foundation and donating to this cause?
So if you go to v.org/donate, you'll be able to donate there. And then, of course, v.org has tons of stories about the people who are affected by cancer and cancer research, stories about our researchers, other ways to get involved. But, you know, a donation 100% goes to research. So every penny that you give, we will put towards cancer research and stopping this disease.
And this definitely affects us here personally at ESPN Chicago, as we lost one of our teammates, Jeff Dickerson, to cancer. And so the fight never ends and the fight never stops. And like you mentioned, every dollar counts, and 100% of this. That's what I love about the V Foundation, is that everything you donate goes to research, goes to funding, goes to help fighting this battle. And it just seems like it's never ending, and more. Everyone is affected by this. Everyone knows someone that has been affected by cancer, or that has had cancer, or has had it themselves. And you just know, like, how much money that is needed for this and how this goes. What is the act like? Because when you donate, you don't really know, like, oh, how much of a percentage is this and is going to this and everything. But the good thing about the V Foundation, everything is going to there. What types of things are you guys doing at the V Foundation to further the cause of fighting cancer?
So we award cancer research grants. We've awarded so far nearly $290 million in cancer research grants. And our philosophy is pretty simple. We believe if you fund the best research at the best universities, you're going to get your answers faster. So we don't focus on any one type of cancer, rather cancer in general. So we take the best proposals that come in that year. And so we may fund a little more in breast cancer one year. We may fund a little more in lung cancer this year, or pediatric cancer. It's whatever is moving that needle, because like you said, so many people are affected. And I wish that wasn't the case, but we all know how badly we need this research.
And if you're looking for what to watch tomorrow night as this takes place, you've got the Don't Ever Give Up special. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Don't Ever Give Up special on ESPN tonight at 7 o'clock Central. And then tomorrow, the SB pre-shows on ABC at 6 o'clock Eastern or 6 o'clock Central. And then the actual ESPYs take place, and Stephen Curry's hosting this. I mean, it's a great day for it because, as we know, the MLB All-Star break, not a lot going on at this time, but it's a good time to remember all of the people that are affected by this and all the ways people can make changes in the world with this. It should be a great show.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. And I think you're right. There's a little bit of a lull going. So tune in, rewatch all those great moments in sports that happened over the last year. And, you know, get ready for that Dick Vitale speech, because I think it's going to be one that we also remember a lot, like we do Jim's speech.
Yeah, not only his speech, but then you've got Stuart Scott's speech. And there's just been the history involved with this award is so huge and so impactful that so many good people have won this award and the amount of impact that they've had. You know, Craig Sager and Stuart Scott and Jimmy Valvano, who kicked it all off. And now Dick Vitale. I'm excited just to watch it.
I know, it's great. And honestly, you can, I encourage people to watch that speech. You can find it on our YouTube channel, Jim's speech. Stuart's speech is in there. Robin Roberts had a beautiful speech years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage people to tune in because those speeches are timeless. And I think they're so inspirational. And I love sometimes just putting them on while I'm working and listening to them.
They're super inspirational for any time, really. It doesn't have to be just now when there's not a lot in the world of sports going on. Obviously, this is a cause that affects people year-round and not just at this time. But this push to get people to donate right now is huge. So you can go to v.org/donate to donate right now. And like 100% of the proceeds go to cancer research. Like you mentioned, anything else that people should know about the awards show, about the speeches, or how to donate, anything else that people should be aware of?
I'd say just go check out v.org because there's going to be something that you can participate in. We have running events. We have biking events. We have ways for you to put on your own event. So if you don't find something that we have that you love, you can actually create something and join the fight in a different way, whatever way works best for you. So I encourage people just really explore the website and, of course, always make a donation, and that's going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely. So tune into the special tonight. Tune into the ESPYs tomorrow. V.org/donate is the website. Katie, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for explaining this cause in further detail to our listeners.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity.
That's Katie Sweet, the Director of Brand Communications at the V Foundation. Make sure you head to v.org/donate. Make your donations today. Like I mentioned, everyone has been affected by cancer in some way. The money is needed for this fight. So please, whatever you can, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can do, every little bit helps. Please visit there and donate. And make sure you watch the ESPYs tomorrow night on ABC. Thank you for listening.